The discovery of a letter at the Lenox Library is shedding some light on perhaps the most controversial presidential election in American history.
Owen found one half of the letter, and I found the other half of the letter and put them together and said, "Whoa, wait a minute."
Lenox Library Director Amy LaFave's reaction to a four-page letter between two brothers-in-law may seem out of place, except when you learn who the two men are. The recipient is Julius Rockwell, who served in both houses of Congress and had two stints as the Speaker of the Massachusetts House. The writer is David Davis, a Supreme Court justice, who had a chance to essentially decide the 1876 presidential election single-handedly. Democrat Samuel Tilden of New York took the popular vote, and with 20 electoral votes unresolved, led Republican Rutherford B. Hayes 184-165. An electoral commission was formed to award the 20 votes. The members were split evenly by party, with one independent, you guessed it, Davis.
So they think that he's going to be, he'll be basically the one vote who will be swung either way, and whichever way he swings will be the right way.
The letter was discovered as part of Owen Higgins' master's thesis on Rockwell's 1855 bid for governor in Massachusetts. So what does Davis say in this 1878 letter?
Davis says to Rockwell, "I have no doubt that Tilden was cheated."
But in a strange turn of events, Davis relinquishes his ability to impact the election.
The Democrats here in Illinois elected Davis to the Senate, and their feeling was that that would push them in the direction that they wanted him to go. But Davis was very strong-willed and strong-minded, and he simply just resigned the Supreme Court seat to come back and be a senator. So he just thwarted their plans and yet still took the office.
In turn, Davis left the Electoral Commission, as described by David Davis Mansion Curator Jeff Salisbury. A more Republican-leaning Supreme Court justice was appointed, and the commission assigned the 20 contested electoral votes to Hayes, who took the presidency. Higgins says he interprets the letter as Davis questioning the integrity of the vote counts.
Until now, there's no way of ever really knowing what would have happened. Because what does happen is that Hayes gets into office, and part of the compromise that the Republicans make with the Democrats is that you give us the presidency and we'll end Reconstruction.
Higgins sent the David Davis Mansion in Bloomington, Illinois, a transcript of the letter. Although Davis was a Whig and a Republican who served as Abraham Lincoln's campaign manager, he had strayed from the party by 1876. Salisbury says, while interesting, the letter doesn't necessarily shed light on how Davis felt in 1876, but instead shows his feelings after roughly 2 years and investigations into the election. In Salisbury's opinion, he doesn't think Davis, who he calls a fair-minded person, would have given all 20 votes to Hayes.
He only had to give away one electoral vote and Tilden would have won, so out of that 20, how could he not have?
After saying he has no doubt Tilden was cheated, Davis writes in the letter that, quote, investigations wouldn't make it any plainer, end quote. The Davis Mansion and the Lenox Library plan to continue going through the Davis-Rockwell letters in hopes of finding more on the topic. Nonetheless, the letter does allow for a fun part of history, speculating what might have been different had Tilden become president. It's a topic Higgins is happy to weigh in on.
The deal is probably going to be Tilden is president, but it's probably going to be politically almost impossible to end Reconstruction, because that's just kind of the way these things tend to balance out in American politics. So Reconstruction doesn't end, and this is totally speculative, because then you have about, say, 40 years until World War I. So in those 40 years, you have Jim Crow laws. Well, maybe with Reconstruction you don't have that.
Reporting from Lenox, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.